And we're back here at the Southwest County Recreation Center. We got just about a minute to go before we start the second period of action, where the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, with the aid of a three goal in about a 45-second span to end that first period, lead the Steele County Blades 4-0. Two goals by both Noah Diamond and Hogan McNeish are the culprits to how Wisconsin Rapids has the lead. So if this goes the way we think it could, this might be another good night to be the River Kings. So up here, I want to again thank everybody up here, Carl and Art, and then flanked over to my left, Deacon, shout out Shaw here. So Deacon, talk to me. As a goaltender, what are you looking at now with the lead?
With the lead, I'm kind of looking here to stay relaxed, you know, stay poised, and always keep your legs moving. You know, you never know when a quick one's going to come, and you got to be ready for it when it comes.
Now, what are you looking at as a goaltender, which I know you haven't been in the position too much, when you are at the poor end of the score?
Yeah, I feel like this is the same thing. You know, you got to stay relaxed. You can't keep your shoulders too tense, and you got to let the puck come to you. You know, you can only can control what you can control, and that's this period going forward.
Well, going forward, Rapids, they have won the puck drop as they get the puck down into the offensive zone. Rapids going from my right to the left, and then obviously Steele County going from my left to the right as Rapids is battling to get the puck out of the zone, and they do as Tudich hits the puck up to Allstrand. Allstrand breaks his own. He's going along the far side, centering attempt, nobody home. The puck. The ice is still just a little bit wet from the Zamboni work that we have between the periods. But either way, Paul Nock, he's up to another big save as he makes a glove save there. Stoppage 19-19 to go in the second period of action. Paul Nock, outstanding first period. He made 26 saves on 30 shots faced, while Jerome Turcotte, six shots faced. And so goaltending's been solid. It's just Rapids is getting it in the back of the net as faceoff is controlled by Steele County. They got a little bit of a rush going as puck gets held up by Raffert on the far side. Tudich digging in there with Raffert. Anderson trying to think about sneaking in there as Beauchamp and Allstrand both lay back in case. There's about a 1-1 situation now as numbers do catch up. Allstrand pass up to Tudich. Phil Deke. Shot to goal! Back five hole, and Rapids adds another 5-0. Rapids over the Steele County Blades.
Great pass there. That's one thing Tuts does very special is he finds that five hole and he opens it up like no other, especially in practice. So that's definitely his shot.
Yeah, that first assist should go to Allstrand, in my opinion, as he takes it up the far side. Hits a beautiful centering pass. He went far post and faked backhand five hole, and that's how we got our fifth goal of the contest at 1-11. So Rapids enjoying another big lead here as Owen Tudich gets credit for the goal with an assist. Felix Allstrand. And Anderson, he gets his first assist as a first point as a River King player with an assist on that one. His new player coming in from Karlstad, Sweden. So congratulations to the young man, and hopefully see a few more if you're a River Kings fan. As Rapids is holding the zone deep, Schweitzer sends it back around the board. Chevy Alexander's there, chips it up as the Blades trying to break out the zone. Hopsfelder sends it back down deep. Chevy Alexander and Schweitzer are both there. And there's a centering attempt that gets turned wide. Schweitzer's shot, spin shot. And that puck's just sitting there. Rapids sends it out. And again, big rebound turned away by the defense. I don't know how well Paulnuck saw that, but it got turned away. And there's a big board just sitting there. Chevy Alexander fighting up on the far side. Bulldog, he comes away with the puck now. Little bit of collision there. Puck's just laying there. Someone needs to get to it, and that's Rapids as Denty gets to it. Rapids chips up to Schweitzer as he gets knocked down. No call, letting him play on, and I'm a big fan of that. 17-20 to go in the second period. Rapids up 5-0 over Steele County. Steele County picks up the puck on the far side. getting some speed going as is brought in across the zone by Jaden Hervey. Big collision in back of the Rapids goal as Diamond picks it up, chips up ahead to Ilian. Ilian using some speed and some size to get through there, sends a puck around the boards where Diamond is waiting for it. Diamond sends it back out front. Just turned away. Atkins had an opportunity as Beauchamp slapper from the point. That gets turned away. Atkins gets there first. Atkins looking for a pass. Williams sends back down around. It was intended for Ilian. Puck's just sitting there on the doorstep. Atkins sends a wrister just wide. Ilian didn't see it, and the puck gets sent all the way down where Rapids will have to recover. Beauchamp, doesn't make quite the contact he wanted as Williams up there sends the puck down deep. Diamond trying to chip the puck out. It was just sitting there as that ice is still wet. As the puck bounces up, hits a Blades player right in the face. Hope he's all right. As puck is sitting there, Diamond high slot. Shot, turned away. Shot just wide of the, over the crossbar by Beauchamp. Is Ilian trying to guard it in. He can't quite send it in. And it's still sitting there. Neither team can really get a good stick on the puck. Beauchamp sends it across the way to Diamond. Diamond surveying the scene. Atkins chips it up far corner. 15:47 to go in the second period. Ilian giving chase. As Steele County trying to break out of this. They haven't had a shot yet in this period as there is a whistle. Offsides is the call. Another stoppage, 15:37 to go. Rapids leading 5-0. They also hold a 36-6 shot advantage. That's starting to get a little obscene, if you want to call it that. That's a sizable advantage.
Yeah, that's definitely a little lopsided there in the shots, but as Turcotte here only has 6 shots, it's important for him to stay sharp and keep those legs moving.
Well, he's going to now as he stops the puck behind the cage, chips it up, back up to one of our new ones, Shamil Lutfullen, as he's out on the ice trying to get the puck up to his teammates, and that's last touched. It was going to be called icing, but it was in on goal, so Paulnak, he had to play it as the puck goes all the way back down to the Rapids' end. No icing on any of that. Rapids misses an opportunity at that puck. Sent in is shot from Steele County. Rapids lobs it up. Center ice. Freeborg with it. Tries to send it down in the zone, which he does. Puck is turned away, and it is covered by Turcotte. And we get first stoppage for the first real action that Turcotte's seen in this period. 14:46 to go. Rapids up 5-0.
Smart play by Turcotte there, just covering the puck and getting a whistle for the boys to change.
Both teams getting changes here. There will be a face-off to the glove side of Turcotte. There's still a bit of water on the ice. I'm kind of surprised at that. That usually is frozen up by now as puck is controlled by Steele County, but Rapids does get possession. They break it out in the zone. Far side, Anderson, he's trying to hit Allstrand right at the top of the crease. He cannot. Allstrand then comes back, beats the puck back around to Bulldog. Bulldog go back down. Allstrand can't hold it, but Anderson is there as he sends it back out to the point. Chevy Alexander sends one in, deflected by the defense, held in by Tudich. Anderson, back pass, Allstrand. Allstrand and Anderson, teammates that they've played together in the past, shot from the point, turned away by Inks by his shin pad is Anderson. Sends a puck back around near side. Allstrand gets there. Then he sends a puck. He tried to send it back down, whereas Steele County, they get there first. Puck goes across the ice and tried to get a home run pass, and that is stopped by the Rapids defense. Puck is held out to center ice. Bulldog up underneath of us, Allstrand. Delata, he comes in there first. He's trying to crash his own. Puck slides back down. Chevy Alexander, he takes it behind the cage. Bulldog, it gets intercepted. There's an opportunity there. Big shot and big save right in the chest of Turcotte. That's his first real big save in quite some time, and he's up to the challenge as there's a stoppage. 13:30 to go in the second period. 5-0 Rapids over the Blades.
Quick chest there. Great way to hold his feet. Great way to have the top of the crease there. So good save going into the second period.
We'll have a face-off blocker side of Turcotte. One by Rapids. That's Denty. He's flanked by Obstfelder, trailing by Raffert. Puck gets pushed ahead. Now there's a little bit of a chase for it. Denty Back and forth. Obstfelder centering opportunity. No one home. Schweitzer was wide of the mark. Raffert using the board. Sends the puck back down low. 13-10 to go. Raffert, he stands right inside the blue line. Shot right on the money, but big save by Paul Knock. Another stop. 13:05 to go. Rapids leading 5-0.
Great way for the River Kings to start the period.
As we got a 38-7 shot advantage in this contest to this point for Rapids. As there's a faceoff to the blocker side of Paul Knock. Puck sent around the boards. It's going to squirt. It's held the zone, but knocked out into center ice. Rapids is able to break into the zone. Denti, he gets pushed off the puck. Puck sent back around the board. Schweitzer's there. Center attempt. Beauchamp. As Rapids really peppering the goal right now as Schweitzer, he sends a puck back down across the way, goes behind the goal. First one there is Denti. Denti thought about chipping up to Beauchamp, then sent back down to big old scrum down there, Obstfelder, and they're just trying to pass the puck around. They finally get it out front. Beauchamp, he chips it up to Schweitzer, tried to chip it in, turned away by Paulnock. Shot, high slot, Raffert. Down low to Schweitzer. Schweitzer down to Denti. Denti, drop pass down to Obstfelder. Back to Denti. He gets high slot. Pass the circle. Beauchamp, he can't get there. Is Denti pass? Raffert, shot. Turned away by the defense. Held the zone as Raffert puck jumps high into the netting. We got a stoppage. 11:58 to go in the second period. Rapids up 5-0.
Good series of blocks there by the Blades.
That was a very big sequence there as Rapids, they're honestly telling you what I'm seeing. Rapids is almost like they're playing on the power play with how well they're controlling that puck.
Right, they're controlling it very well tonight.
As there's only been one penalty in the game, as that was a two-minute penalty, as I believe it was a boarding call in that first period. Rapids did not score on it, as it's been a pretty clean game so far. Officials letting them play, which as a hockey fan, I'm a big fan of that. As Lutfulin gets a puck, chips it up center ice. Diamond tries to get in there. As Diamond, he's got two goals in the game already, along with Hogan McNeish. Wonder if we can get a double hat trick tonight. That'd be pretty cool for us Rapids fans. As Diamond gets a puck, he's got an opportunity, carries it in the zone, gets around the defense. Deeks, shot, and it's stonewalled by Paulnuck. He got his leg over to the far post, and just not enough elevation on that shot by Diamond. And that is another huge save. That's a heck of a save.
That is a heck of a save for sure. Especially Diamond having two goals tonight. He's got a hot hand, so that's a really good save for Paulnuck.
If anything, but knowing Diamond the little bit that I know him, I think that just made him a little more mad.
Oh yeah, I agree. I
mean, he'll give credit where it's due to Paulnuck. But he wants a hat trick.
Definitely gave him another chip on his shoulder there.
As Lutfulin intercepts a pass, sends it down. Steele County does stop it as there's another collision out there with Diamond. Williams, Lutfulin up to Atkins, chips it in the zone, gets sent right back out. As the puck gets sent down, there's going to be a race. As Lutfulin, he runs a little bit of a screen for Garcia. Garcia gets there first. Garcia gets past Atkins. Garcia loses the puck, center ice right below us as Garcia flanks with Lutfulin out there. Diamond, he's got the puck, sends it up to Ilian. Ilian and Atkins. Atkins gets there first. Ilian battling down there as the puck comes out to Lutfulin. Lutfulin loses handle of the puck. Dump pass down to Ilian. Ilian across the way. Sends over to Garcia. Garcia shot right in the belly. A Paulnuck, another stoppage, 10:25 to go in the second period. Rapids up 5-0.
It's great to see Lutfulin fill in the lineup as well. I think he's done a great job tonight, taking up a big role and joining the team very nicely.
Yeah, I think there's still a little bit this is the first game, so I think there's going to be a little bit of familiarity that as he plays more, it'll be there. But he's seeing the ice well, I think. I mean, I'm no hockey professional, but I think he's doing a great job seeing the ice. As Bryceland, he's able to hold the zone. Locker on the near side sends it back down as puck's being battled for down low. Bryceland sends it up across the way. Beauchamp He's got it, can't quite hold on to the puck. Sends it back to the far corner to reset. Hooper sends it up. Puck squirts out center ice. Breisland has it as he spins, breaks back into the zone. He's getting around defenseman. Shot, sharp angle. Puck is bouncing, and it is not covered. Now finally covered there by Polnock. 9:46 to go as we march right through the second period. Rapids still holding a 5-0 lead, and they are dominating the shots 42-7 over the Blades. I didn't get a chance to do too much homework on what the shot advantage was in the previous two games. Either way, Rapids came away with a 5-2 and a 5-3 victory, as those were two pretty strong games for the River Kings in early November. As a puck was won by Steele County on a faceoff to the blocker side of Polnock. Blocker with it, shot right into the belly of Polnock. Another stoppage, 9:33 to go in the second period. As lots of stoppage here, but it's always this big save by Polnock, so it's a lot of control by Rapids, but still having a little bit of trouble burying the puck, as Polnock's having a heck of a night between the pipes for the Blades. Puck is won by the Blades. It's sent down to the Rapids zone. Beauchamp sends it across. Breisland. Puck comes up, and that is Cooper. They got numbers. Cooper and Locker getting behind the defense. Centering pass just wide of the mark by Locker as Rapids still holds the zone. Breisland shot right into the belly of Polnock, and another stoppage. 9:07 to go, as that was a wonderful opportunity. The pass was there, just a little wide of the mark when he took that point-blank shot right on the doorstep of the crease.
Great pass there by Cooper. He's got an excellent eyes for finding open sticks, and that was just another one there.
So what we'll have going on here, 9:07 to go, left in this second period, as Tudich in the face-off there, and it is won by Rapids. Chevy Alexander centers it to Bulldog. Bulldog, he tries to shake shot in there. It gets turned away by the Blades. Chevy Alexander, he gets in there, and he runs some interference there to keep the Blades from getting a clean attack. Allstrand, he has a little collision on the far side. Puck's just sitting there as we have Chevy Alexander near side racing to the puck. And it is controlled by Allstrand. A little fancy footwork and stick work. Puck goes down on the far corner. Anderson with it. Stops, spinning, looking at Bulldog, thinking of where he wants to go with it. Sends it back down to the circle. Back to shot and a goal! First goal for Anderson, and it goes 6-0. Rapids over Steele County.
Great goal there. He has one of those in practice on me this week, and he's got an unreal one-timer, so it's great to see him get on the board in his first game as a River King.
Outstanding, as he was just skating around there looking for somewhere to go with it as he sent it back down to bottom of the circle as he slips into the slot, gets fed right at the high slot, one-time it right through the pads, and that is your sixth goal for Wisconsin Rapids as that comes, I believe, at 1:36 or 11:36. It'll be a goal for Anderson. Yeah, Marcus Anderson, he's got a goal and assist tonight. As Allstrand.
And by number 23, Jacob Chevy Alexander.
As he gets assist to Allstrand, his second of the game. And Chevy Alexander, time of that goal was 11:36. My math was correct on that clock, so I'm impressed with that. That's a win for my weekend. As Rapids, my math skills aren't good, I'll be honest with you, as Rapids holds a 6-0 lead over the Blades with exactly 8 minutes to go in the second period. It has been all Wisconsin Rapids all night, as just 7 shots on the game. As Rapids, they got an opportunity. Obstfelder near side. He sends it centering. Shot. Denti. Rebound. Bouncing. Steele County can't clear it. Rapids has it. Obstfelder again. Right at the circle. Shot. That's gobbled up by Polnock. Another stoppage.
Another great look there for the River Kings.
As we have a stoppage, 7:41 left to go. As we sit here, 7:41 left to go. In this Second period, again, 6-0 as we march right on, as we are seeing Rapid just utterly, I'm not going to say dominate. I think that's a disrespectful term to this point in the game, but they are controlling the game, 47-7 shot advantage. Maybe I'm being a little too kind, but that it's been played mostly in the Rapids offensive zone as Obstfelder, he's trying to crash the net. He gets taken down, no penalty. I agree with that. As Steele County, they have the puck. They're up at center ice, trying to crash into the zone. They do. Rapids is playing some defense. Rebound. Nice save there by Turcotte as Rapids trying to get the puck up. And they do. Back center ice as Rapids has numbers. 3-2 for Rapids. But they will be whistled for offsides. Stoppage. 6:58 left to go in the second period. As Rapids still, that defense is just playing lights out tonight, not allowing anything to get behind them.
Right, they're doing a great job of controlling the zone and getting the puck out early. So I think they're having a great game so far.
As we get to a face-off here at neutral ice, Diamond goes in there for the face-off up against John Bale. As we are waiting for Turcotte to be ready, just readjust the glove as he had a strap come loose, so hopefully he'll be ready to go, and he is. So we're getting back to the action here. And that faceoff is controlled by Rapids, but Steele County gets it as they start to mount an attack as puck gets sent up, almost hits Diamond right in the face as Atkins gets loose puck. He's racing. He tries to center it, goes back around the cage. Diamond sitting in the slot. Luke Fulin, he takes a shot. Big rebound there to the circles. As Lufelin, he had a heck of a look there from the slot, no one around him, as he's playing defense there, playing real good defense. Nice poke check by the newcomer to Wisconsin Rapids as he pokes the puck up ahead. Ilian has it, 1-0 situation. He shot, goal! Another one for Wisconsin Rapids. It's Mikhail Ilian, adds another. Rapids goes up 7-0 over Steele County.
I think that all started from the defensive zone there. That's one thing Coach Paul preaches is take care of the D zone before you go to the zone. So I think that was a great poke check there by Lufelin and a great, great shot there by Ilian.
That was an outstanding situation there as it was right at the Rapids blue line, and he got a kind of just a lucky bounce right to his stick, and he went far post, and he beat Paul Knock, and that's all she wrote there as they are up now 7-0, 49-8 lead on the shot advantage as well. Face-off control by Rapids as Lutfulin back across the way to Garcia. And that Lutfulin, he gets the assist. Time of goal, 13:39, so I'm proud of my math yet again. As, man, that's the newcomers for Wisconsin Rapids are having a heck of a night. You have Anderson with an assist and a goal, and Lutfulin, he's got his first assist tonight as well. So the newcomers are doing, they're earning their keep tonight. Just like Coach Paul talked about a little bit before the game, it's really excited to see what they can bring to the team.
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job. They're fitting in very nicely, and we're super excited to have them here.
As Steele County gets a rare puck in on Turcotte that he had to make a stop on. There's a freeze of the puck there. 5:52 to go in the second period. Rapids up 7-0 for Steele County. And now, you know, talked a little bit behind the scenes here. I mean, Steele County's always been a team that's played Rapids hard. And over the years, as Rapids tries to send the puck out neutral ice, shot turned wide by the defense. They're just wondering if this game might get a little chippy as it's getting out of control, as there is a whistle, and it looks like there will be a penalty. It's a high stick as Beauchamp, he got knocked in the face, and not sure if he's bleeding or not. As Schuffel, he's going to the box for the second time tonight. 2 minutes for high stick. That penalty is coming at 11:22. So Rapids gets another power play, as it did look like Beauchamp, he took a stick right in the face, so there might be a little blood there, so that's where you're going to get the high stick. All there is to it. So Power play opportunity for Rapids. They're 0 for 1 on the power play. We'll see how this goes as Raffert tried to hold the zone, cannot. Seal County, they send it the length of the ice. What I was alluding to there before that penalty is, I just wonder if this game might get a little chippy with it being one-sided. No disrespect to Steele County or Wisconsin Rapids, because, I mean, this is a promotional game that will hopefully both teams keep their heads about themselves and don't get too rowdy out there. But I'm sure the fans think otherwise as Rapids tries to net a power play goal. They had opportunity there. Puck just sat there as Raffert holds his own. Dente, cross-ice pass, Bulldog slapper. Big rebound there. Cooper, he chips it back where Raffert is there. Well, look, cross-ice pass to Dente. Dente stops, shot from the circle, rebound. Big, oh, just opportunity there. I have wide open net. Atkins can't send it home. As Bulldog, he's trying to send the puck deep, and he is helped up by Raffert, who holds his own. That is Atkins stops, high slot, drop pass for Raffert. Raffert over across the way to Dente. He can't quite hold on to it. Sends it down, across the way. Down there, that down low is Bryce Cooper. Cooper sends it up to Bulldog. Bulldog out. Raffert, high slot. Top of the circle's Dente. Shot. Rebound wide. 40 seconds go on the skater advantage for Rapids. Bulldog ties up the puck down low as Cooper's battling, trying to get it out with Steele County. Still down to 33 seconds on the skater advantage. 4:10 to go in the second period. Puck is starting to slide loose, and it goes. Bulldog kicks it out to Raffert. Raffert back down to Bulldog. Bulldog, he's getting tied up yet again. As the puck gets sent out, Raffert, high slot, pass over to Dente, shot, big rebound. Cooper tries to backhand it in, steered wide, as there's just 12 seconds to go. Dente from the circle, stop, pass, no one home on the doorstep, wide open opportunity for Rapids. Cooper trying to keep it down. There's the power play is over. 1 second, and it's over. Back to even strength for both teams. 3:36 to go as Cooper stops, spins, try to get back in the slot. Puck sent all the way down, and there will be an icing call. Just going to take a little delay after an icing earlier in the game, and or non-icing, I should say, is 3:26 left to go on the second period. As Rapids controlling things 7-0. That was another impressive power play that Rapids just not able to get that eighth goal.
Right, just not able to get the eighth one there, but I still think it's props to the power play and being able to generate some opportunities there. So hopefully we get another one tonight and see what we can do again.
McNeish down low for the faceoff. That is controlled by Steele County as that was to the blocker side of Paulnock, and it is iced yet again by Steele County. So we'll do it again here. 3:19 left to go in the second period. As we get moving closer to that second intermission, there we'll have the good old-fashioned chuck-a-duck. And I watched my language on that because I sometimes mess up on that. as we get that and a new sheet of ice. And we go for a face-off here to the blocker side of Paulnock. That's controlled by Rapids. Chevy or Bryceland down there, far side, far corner. Stops with the puck. Chips it out. Just top of the circles is Garcia. He's got to regroup there as he's skating down the goal line. Nice opportunity there. Shot down low. Puck is still loose. Locker was in there, and now it's covered by Paulnock, and we got a stoppage, 2:52. No one could get a stick on that, and Paulnock wasn't sure where it was. We could see it where our vantage point, but officials let it play on as they got to, as the puck was still visible by us.
Yeah, great look there by Caden Garcia. That was a really good pass.
Another face-off. Blocker side of Paulnock. McNeish facing off, and he wins it. Williams shot from the just inside the blue line. Now it's recovered by Steele County, but Beauchamp, he's there first as he's trying to send the puck back down. Steele County has other plans as they send the puck down deep behind the Rapids goal. Blocker sends it up into neutral ice, and that puck's probably not going to make an icing as Rapids holds his own. That's McNeish drop pass to Bryceland. Not able to hold the zone as Beauchamp, he gets in there first against Winkler. Puck is sent up. No icing is going to be the call as we play on. 2:12 left to go the second period. Puck shot from the point. I believe that was Bryceland. Turned away by Paulnock. Locker gets to the far side. Sends it back down around the boards, giving chase to McNeish. Big collision there behind the board, or by the boards, behind the net. Puck squirting around loose, trying to figure out where it goes. Bryceland with it. Goes right along the goal line, behind the goal. Steel County has a puck. They're getting wrestled around with it. 1:41 left to go in this second period. Puck is held at center ice by Bryceland as he's trying to get his teammates on sides. Bryceland spinning circles, pass up to Williams. Williams has it. Defense falls down for Steel County. Shot wide of the mark by Williams. So that's going to be a stoppage of play up into the netting. So you get a stoppage, 1:23 left to go. Second period, 7-0 lead. Rapids over Steel County. 54-9 shot advantage. That's getting a little out of hand, but 7-0 lead. 61 shots faced. Paul Knock, I don't care if that's seven goals. That's a heck of a night making that many saves. As Anderson, he gives chase as Rapids wins a faceoff to the blocker side of Paul Knock. Puck kept in by the zone. High Rapids gets sent back out, but Chevier Alexander, he's there first as Allstrand. He comes up, drop pass Tudich. Anderson, he had an opportunity, couldn't get a shot off. Puck is still loose as we are right at 1 minute left to go in this second period. Shot, big rebound, almost flies on that far corner. Under a minute to go, Rapids still possession of the puck. Down in the far corner, can't, a little screened out by the boards, doing the best I can to relay the action. Puck is loose, Chevy Alexander shot, big rebound, Paul Knock covers. Stoppage play, 44.1 seconds left to go in the second period. That's been very controlling by Rapids.
Yeah, Rapids has controlled the game up this far, and we got a whole another period to play, so hopefully we can do it again next period.
As to this point, Turcotte, he's only had to make three saves. That's
right.
Three shots in this period. That's very, very, everyone can talk about the goals. So talk about the defense by not letting any shots go that far.
Yeah, the defense is doing a tremendous job not letting any that many shots go, and that's huge on a goalie, especially to have confidence. And he definitely, Turcotte definitely deserves a game where he can play, help him out. But I got to give a shout out to Lucas Whitehead. You know, he really got us started off that, being a great captain and a great leader. So.
Oh, absolutely. I know he's chomping at the bit to get back into the game here. He's been out with an injury. Hopefully he'll be back soon as Steel County gets a puck out center ice. Now they have numbers against Rapids, but Chevy Alexander is there. It's Denti. He passes up across the way to Obstfelder, far side, stop. Quick stop as he gets a puck pushed back out, and there's an opportunity for Steel County, but they can't make good on it. 10 seconds to go. Pass across the way to Waters. He's coming up the near side. 6 seconds to go. Puck sent around the boards. Collision there. Denti has it. 2 seconds and one. And there is your horn, and there is two in the books for Wisconsin Rapids. They hold a commanding 7-0 lead over Steel County. Rapids got the scoring started. 1:11. Tudich got this goal with assist to Allstrand and Anderson. Well, 10 minutes later, just about, Marcus Anderson, hey, just after he got his first assist, he got his first goal at 11:36 with assist to Allstrand and Chevy Alexander. And then just about 2 minutes later, Mikhail Ilian, he added his first goal of the night at 13:39 with an assist to Shamil Lutfulin, his first assist as a River Kings career, as we will be seeing Guillaume Turcotte. He's got three saves in the second period for a game total of 9, whereas our counterpart, Isaiah Paulnock, he has now, 49 saves on the game on, can't do math. As he has 49 saves in the game when he's faced 56 shots. So with that, we're going to play a couple games, get a new sheet of ice, and we'll be back here for the final 20 minutes of this game here on Flow Hockey 105.5 WIRI and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Trail Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right. All the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Miss the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's two times the rootin', tootin', ropin' fun, 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, wind chills well below zero with a low around zero. And mostly sunny for the weekend, high temps in the mid-teens, again wind chills at times below zero. Stays cold to start early next week, highs mainly in the teens and partly sunny. Currently it's 12 degrees.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it.
Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
They call love. Then out of the blue, clear clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue, clear sky, here she comes, a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue, clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue, clear sky.
You stay a little while, keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go, I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going. Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me. You can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though you're leaving, I ain't going nowhere. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go, I can't do this
somehow. There's no way that I can walk this road alone. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me. It's okay, boy, I ain't scared. I won't be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down, and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on.
We've got 1 minute left here. 22.
Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for two.
Wisconsin Rapids Hurricanes are just taking care of business, and they're definitely dulling the Steele County Blades. They've got a 7-0 lead as we prepare for the final 20 minutes of action. Again, my name is Mike Comer, bringing you the action. Art and Carl on the cameras do an excellent job, as always. Got Matt, the ringleader, and of course, Deacon, shout out Shaw, given the insight of the game. Deacon, it's great to work a game with you, my friends. You're natural. I've said that to Bryceland. I've said that to Rory. You guys are going to take my jobs of playing hockey professionally. Man, you guys got it. You guys are doing a great job.
Oh, you do a great job as well.
I appreciate that. Appreciate it. So, 7-0 lead, 20 minutes to play. Only faced 9 shots as one of the top goaltenders in the league. What would you be looking at in this situation?
You know, I think it's just very crucial to stay calm. You know, stay relaxed. It's not a pressure situation. So just let the team do what they're doing in front of you, and just stay calm and do what you're doing.
Well, they are definitely doing what they are doing as they win the faceoff and send the puck down into the offensive zone where Isaiah Paulnak, he's up to the challenge yet again as he covers the puck just 10 seconds into the period. Rapids 56-9 shot advantage over the Blades, and that's just really been the name of the game all night, just one-sided hockey for the River Kings as they still try to hold the zone. Anderson, he brings it up, drop pass to Allstrand, centering pass, loose puck, falls between the legs. Did he stop it? He did. That I don't know if he knew where that puck was, and I'm surprised he didn't click his heels back together to try to stop it because it looked like it was falling through the pads and sliding through.
Yeah, sometimes as a goalie, you need the bounces to go your way, and that's definitely one that did. So very, very good on his part.
I'll definitely say that went his way. That could have been bad as Rapids nearly got an 8-goal lead there. Chip right on the doorstep. It's turned just wide as Hallstrand. Poke check there by Paulnak. As Hallstrand, he was trying to gather it, spin and shoot. As sent around the boards is the puck. Steele Coe with it, bringing the puck up. Right underneath of us, Allstrand, he can't quite gather it as the ice is just a little wet yet. This puck is being controlled by Steele County back behind the goal as there is a little bit of a collision on the far side as one of the newcomers to the team was involved with that. Puck loose, picked up center ice by Steele County as that ice is still wet as they did turn the heat up in the rink. Maybe that might be having something to do with it. But puck just sitting there, sitting in water. As Garcia sends the puck back around, it just stops there by the River Kings. As Luke Fulin, he was given chase in there. Puck is now controlled by Steele County center attempt. Puck is just sitting there, and that's just wide. Turco had it. That nearly snuck inside that post. But Rapids, they got lucky on that. Just what you were just saying, Deacon, is sometimes bounces go your way, and that was definitely one of them.
Right, that's huge, especially for Turcotte only seeing so many shots in this game. So good to see.
Now there's another opportunity as the puck's just skirting loose and skidding just wide. Both teams have opportunities. As Beauchamp with the puck has it. bounce back out. Raffert with it, skating behind the net. Stops, sets up the offense, pass up to Schweitzer. Up, passed up, Obstfelder. He tries to send it down as it's sent back down by the Blades. Beauchamp gets in there first, sends it up to Raffert. Obstfelder, back pass up to Schweitzer, who uses the boards, up to Denti. Denti skates up into the zone. He's being flanked by Beauchamp. Centering pass, no one home. As Rouser, he comes up, pass up to Chappelle. Well, gets the puck into the zone. Steele County with a little bit more energized of a forecheck here in the start of the third period as there is a whistle being called. Where's River King laying on the ice? We're going to take a look here. That looks like that's Raffert. As there is a penalty being called, I believe, as there is a penalty going against Steele County, a hook. So that's their third penalty of the game. And that is our good buddy, number 77, Tristan Chappelle, with a hook. 2 minutes, and that is two. That's 2:39 on the penalty. So this is River King's third power play opportunity where they are sitting 0-2 on the skater advantage. Maybe try to get this opportunity to change as Allstrand pass to Obstfelder. Allstrand again, near circle up to Obstfelder. Back to Allstrand. Shot turned away by Paul Nock. Schweitzer working down low. Puck is sent out to the point by Obstfelder. Obstfelder has it. Sent down low to the circle. Allstrand back to Obstfelder. Circle, cross, Allstrand. Back up, shot by Anderson. That's just over the mark. Rapids giving chase. Tudich battling down there. Schweitzer as well. Puck is tied up right in front of the beer garden. The loyal fans down there pounding on the glass, yelling. Having a great old time here in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. As centering attempt here, Allstrand high slot. He winds up, shot, one-timer, goal! Allstrand gets its first goal tonight. And that score now goes 8-0, River Kings.
Yeah, that's just what Felix does. Felix has got a shot, and that's just another one.
That was a laser from the high slot. My goodness gracious, I don't know if Paul Nuck ever saw that.
Yeah, he's got an unreal release, and it comes quick, so got to be ready.
3:26 in the period, I believe, by my mathematical count. And it's I think we can now say it's getting out of hand here. 8-0 as the River Kings have really controlled here tonight. That's 60 shots to 10 in the game. Yes, 60 to 10 is the shot advantage for the River Kings. I did not misspeak on that. As the puck gets lifted up, out of play, we get a stoppage. 16:19 to go. Anderson with his second assist. And Schweitzer with the assists. As that was a power play goal, Rapids' first one. So everything else has been even strength as face-off right at center ice. Controlled by Rapids is sent up. Ilian, cross-ice pass to Atkins. Atkins leading the charge, sends the puck up into the zone. Beauchamp, he gave chase. Ilian, near side, he's trying to keep it in the zone. He cannot. He's got to go back, and that is controlled by the River Kings. Atkins, pass between his legs. Diamond, he's getting no possession of that puck as they still hold the zone. Ilian with it, skating through, pass up to Williams. Williams at the circle. He's working backhand centering attempt. No one there. As Ilian, he can't quite get a stick on it. He missed that opportunity. I know he's pretty upset with that one. He wants another chance, as he might have one right here as the puck is loose right at the doorstep. And there's a big scrum there. Diamond comes away with it, wraps around the goal. He's looking for an outlet as he gets pushed off the puck, but not able to hold the zone. Balduck is not. Puck goes the length of the ice. No icing. As Turcotte, he stops the puck and passes it up. Touched up by Atkins. Diamond on the attack. Diamond gets around the defense. Shot, and that's turned just wide by Polnock. Another shot, and that gets turned wide as well, as Rapids really given some good opportunities here. Ilian in there for another attack as puck is stopped right at center ice by Balduck. Balduck gets a pocket picked as Freiburg gets puck up. Rapids really doing a good job taking out Lervikas out of his game. He has not had any opportunities tonight, as he is their Leading scorer for Steele County with 31 points in the season. As Ilian has the puck, bounces up ahead to Atkins. He can't quite hold it, but he gets enough possession, gets it down deep as he's pinned up against the boards. Bulldog, he assists. He gets hammered against the boards. Bulldog stops, spins, looking for Atkins, who's trying to get a change. Centering attempt there. Shot, whiff on the shot by Bryceland. He wants that back. Centering attempt. Puck is still loose. Cooper can't get to it. Bulldog, he stops, spins, gets it down low. McNeish skating behind the goal. Backhand attempt to center it. Puck is loose. Now it is cleared and sent up into the penalty box. Out of play. Oh, that, hopefully that attendant there was paying attention, which he was, thankfully. Not something I think you expect to happen.